A word of prayer. Lord, on Friday, November 11th, and today, we honor those who have served, both past and present, in times of war, military conflict, and peace. Help us to never forget. Amen. When I was a little girl, and this goes for many of us here today, us older people, that is, we always had November 11th off from school in order to attend the Remembrance Day services that were provided throughout our cities. The reason schools were all closed was because most of the parents of the children at that time had been part of one of the wars, whether it was on the front line fighting or in one of the offices overseas. Often one parent had participated in war. The children attended the Remembrance Day service to honor our parents who fought in the war and to pay our respects and tributes to those who never came home from the war, those who had died fighting for this country of ours, the country of Canada. We attended these services so we would always acknowledge what war is. Our parents and the people who now choose to serve in the military do so because they want Canada to remain free. We have the freedom to decide if we want to serve in the military or not. We have the freedom to speak what is on our mind without fear of being persecuted or punished for it. The children have the freedom and the right to attend school and get a good education, even if you'd rather stay home playing video games or watching TV. In some countries, girls are not allowed to go to school, and young boys have to fight in the wars. We have the freedom to choose how or if we want to worship God, where we attend worship services and when, without having to be afraid and to hide where we pray. Some countries are not allowed to worship the way they choose, but in Canada, we can. After the Second World War, churches grew as when people came back from fighting, they needed somewhere and something to believe in to keep themselves grounded in faith. Your great-grandparents, our parents, chose to fight in the war so you and we would not have to. They fought to keep our country free. We attended these services as children, as our parents never wanted us to forget the sacrifices they gave so we could live in peace. Let us never forget what war does to countries, to people, to children. Let us thank God for the peace that we have, for the peace that lies within each one of us. We may have our inner turmoil. We may be fighting our own inner demons. But we need to remember, we live in a free country, and all because of the men and women who fought for us, who fought for our freedom. Now, I'm going to ask Jesus to help us to be still, to open our ears and our hearts to his word, to his voice. Lord, teach us to pray. I talk to God all the time. I pray often, as prayer helps to bring me comfort and peace, and I believe that God answers prayers. Maybe not in the way we want them answered, but he answers them according to what we need, and not necessarily what we think we need. Prayer is a very personal, intimate thing. Getting started at praying can often be a challenge. So I tell people, if you just pray from your heart, what is in your heart, you won't go wrong. If you're not comfortable with making your own prayers, I suggest that you start with something simple, something already written, a prayer that everyone knows. It's called the Lord's Prayer. And often I wonder when we were to pray, if God was to speak to us, what he would say. I wonder what it would sound like if God were to actually speak to our prayers. So we should start with the Lord's Prayer. Thank you. Our Father who art in heaven.
Yes.
Please don't interrupt me. I'm praying.
But you called me.
Called you? I didn't call you. I'm praying. Our Father who art in heaven.
There, you did it again.
I did what?
You called me. You said, Our Father who art in heaven. Well, here I am. What's on your mind?
But I didn't mean anything by it. It was, you know, just saying my prayers for the day. I always say the Lord's Prayer. It makes me feel good, kind of like getting a duty done.
All right, go on.
hallowed be thy name.
Hold it. What do you mean by that?
What do I mean by what?
By hallowed be thy name.
It means, oh, good grief, I don't know what it means. How should I know? It's just part of my prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honored, holy, wonderful.
Hey, that kind of makes sense. I never thought about what hallowed meant before. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Sure, why not?
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Do? Nothing, I guess. I just think it would be kind of great if you got control of everything down here like you have up there.
Have I got control of you?
Well, I go to church.
That isn't what I asked you. What about the habit of leaving your meeting notes behind almost after every meeting? You've really got a problem there, you know. And then there's the way you spend your money, all on yourself.
Hey, stop picking on me. I'm just as good as some of these other people here.
Excuse me. I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that is to happen, I will have to start with the ones who are praying for it, like you, for example.
Oh, all right. I guess I do have some hang-ups. And now that you mention it, I could probably name a few others, too.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and I, and some victories can truly be won.
Look, Lord, I need to finish up here. This is taking way too long. Give us this day our daily bread.
Praying is a dangerous thing. You could wind up changing, you know. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. You called me, and here I am. It's too late to stop now, so keep on praying. I'm interested in the next part of your prayer.
I'm kind of scared to continue.
Scared? Scared of what?
Well, I think I know what you're going to say.
Try me and see.
Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
What about your sister?
See, I knew it. I knew you'd bring her up. You know, Lord, she's told lies about me. She's cheated me out of some money, and she's never paid me back. She owes me, and boy, am I going to get even with her.
But your prayer. What about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. But it's not much fun carrying around that load of bitterness inside of you, is it?
Well, no, but I'll feel better as soon as I get even. Boy, have I got some plans for my sister. She'll wish she had paid me back whatever she
Hold it, hold it. You won't feel any better. You'll feel worse. Revenge isn't sweet, you know. Think of how unhappy you already are. But I can change all that.
You can change all that? How?
Forgive your sister, then I'll forgive you. Then the hate and sin will be her problem, not yours. You may lose the money, but you will have settled your heart.
But, Lord, I can't forgive her.
Then I can't forgive you.
Oh, you're right. You're always right. And rather than take revenge on her, I want to be right with you. So, all right. All right, then. I forgive her. But, Lord, help her to find the right road in life. She's bound to be awfully miserable now that I think about it. Anybody who goes around doing the things she does to others has to be out of her mind. Some way, somehow, show her the right way, Lord.
There now, that's wonderful. How do you feel?
Well, not bad. Not bad at all. In fact, I feel pretty good. You know, I don't think I'll have to go to bed uptight tonight for the first time since I can remember.
You're not through with your prayer yet, so go on.
Oh, all right. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good, and I'll do that. Just don't put yourself in a place where you can be tempted.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, quit spending most of your time at the shopping malls and buying things that you don't need. Some of your friends are beginning to get to you and get you to spend money that you don't have just to buy the things that you don't need just to impress them. Don't be fooled. True friends like you for who you are. Some of the people you are hanging out with are no good for you. Then you turn to me for help.
I don't understand.
Sure you do. You've done it lots of times. You get caught in a bad situation, then you come running to me. Lord, help me out of this mess, and I'll promise you I'll never do it again. Do you remember some of those bargains you tried to make with me?
Well, yes, and I'm ashamed, Lord. Really, I am. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Go ahead and finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Do you know what would really make me happy?
No, but I'd like to. I do want to please you. I can see what kind of a mess I've made with my life. And now I can see how great it would be to be one of your followers.
You just answered my question.
I did?
Yes. What would make me happy is to have people like you truly love me, and I see that happening between us. Now that some of these old sins are exposed and out of the way, there's no telling what we can do together.
Okay, Lord, so let's see what you can make out of me, okay?
Yes, let's see.
So that was kind of a fun skit, wondering how God would talk to us when we pray his prayer, the Lord's Prayer. But when you believe in the power of prayer, you never know how things can change in your life. So what do we pray for? Sometimes we go through really hard times when we just want to give up. We just want to quit whatever it is that is troubling us. After all, it'd be much easier just to walk away from that situation. God tells us to persevere, to pray without ceasing. Sometimes we need to change how we are praying. Maybe we need to change the words to our prayer. Everyone prays differently. About 10 years ago, I know that was a long time ago, I was really going through a really hard, tough, difficult time. It was in a course I was doing to enable me to be a deacon. And every time I had to go to it, I'd get so stressed and upset. Finally, I said to a good friend of mine, "That's it, I just can't do this anymore. I'm going to quit." Even though this course was going to enable me to do what I had wanted to do for many years, I thought to myself, this just isn't worth it. This friend of mine convinced me to give it one more try, just one more time in this class, so I agreed. I was on shopping one day to take my mind off what was troubling me, and I came across this mug. Please, Catherine. I came across this mug with this writing on it. And I want to read it to you. It says, "Don't quit." It's 10 years old and I still have it. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when you're feeling low and the stress is high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when worries are getting you down a bit, by all means pray and don't you quit. Success is failure turned inside out. God's hidden gift in the clouds of doubt. You never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So trust in the Lord when your heart is hit. It's when things go wrong that you must not quit. I used that mug every day for a few months until things got better. And I did not want to quit what I was doing anymore. Then I put the mug way back in my cupboard so it wouldn't get broken, as I knew the time would come when I'd need to pull it back on again and use it. The time did come when I needed to read and hear those words again. And it wasn't just one time, but many times I have pulled this mug out, made my tea, and reflected on those very words. If I had known then the importance of it, I would have picked up a few more for people I know who are in difficult times. Things are never going to be right all the time. Not all people are going to treat you the way they should according to the second greatest commandment. But just remember to calm your spirit and pray and open an honest prayer to God. It may take some time, but God hears our prayers and they're answered. Don't give up. Don't quit. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he made forgiveness the most important part of their relationship with God. God has forgiven our sins, so we must now forgive others who have wronged us in different ways, and this is not always an easy thing to do. To be unforgiving means that we ourselves have not understood that we deeply need to be forgiven. Prayer does not need to be the same all the time, nor does it need to be a set prayer. Prayer can be very simple and happen at any time during the day or night. Sometimes I just look up and say, hey, God, thank you. Or, Jesus, I need you to calm my spirit. Often my prayers are longer and more in depth. On my way to the hospital, my prayer is just as simple as, Jesus, I need you to be with me. There have always been wars, and there will probably always be wars. When we pray, we need to pray for peace. Peace in the world. Peace in our nations. Peace in our communities. Peace in our homes. And peace in our hearts. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Amen.